Salve a tutti! New episode of the talk show Smile and Shine on Italieco WNTN Radio Boston. Everybody's back from Thanksgiving here in Boston, and as Michael Bublé sings, it starts to feel a lot like Christmas. This is your host, Viviana Dragani.
And this is your co-host, Claudia Maragno. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the only bilingual Italian-American talk show in New England. So today we will be introducing the Dante Alighieri Society of Massachusetts. There are 450 Dante Alighieri societies all over the world. And we are lucky to have one of the biggest one here in Massachusetts, specifically in Cambridge, right outside of Boston.
That's correct, Claudia. And we are very proud to announce that our guest, spokesperson for Dante Alighieri, has been recently awarded at the State House by the Italian Month Heritage Committee for a lifetime of achievements and services to the Italian American community. Our guest, Mr. Guy Carbone, holds 3 civil engineering degrees from MIT and a Juris Doctor degree in the law from Suffolk University. Mr. Carbone joined the Dante Alighieri Society of Massachusetts 55 years ago, has been a member of the board of directors, and has served as chairman of the board as well. He is a member of the executive committee. Welcome to our talk show, Smile and Shine, on Italieco, Guy.
Thank you very much, and thank you for the opportunity to Italieco. Allow me to further discuss the Dante Alighieri Society here in Cambridge.
My pleasure.
So we are really, really happy to have you here today. So I would like to start with the first question, Attorney Carbone, and talk about the Dante Alighieri in the world and his mission to develop and spread the Italian culture in different countries, and what the Dante Alighieri is specifically doing also in Massachusetts and in the New England area.
Well, thank you. Let me start by saying that the Dante Alighieri Society in Rome was started in 1889. Its sole purpose was to promote and foster the Italian language and culture throughout the world. And today, as we sit here, there are 482 chapters throughout the world in 60 countries. So we here in Massachusetts, there is evidence that in 2019, let's say, in the early 20s, that the Dante Alighieri Society in Massachusetts was started. And that doesn't surprise anybody because we had a very famous poet who was a professor of foreign languages at Harvard. He was the first one to translate the Dante Alighieri's Commedia into English. And we started in 1911. And then we sort of went dormant because of what was happening in the world in 1927. Then in 1962, Professor Cordaro had went to Rome and they asked him to revitalize the Dante Alighieri Society in Cambridge, which he did. He was president until 1966, at which time Dr. Samuel Lucia became president. Dr. Lucia, was the one who first thought about we should have an Italian center of culture. He and a young engineer, an Italian engineer, Dino Pasquale, they sought trying to find a site for the cultural center. They found a site in Cambridge that used to be a junkyard. And Dino Pasquale convinced Sam Lucia that here, right next to Kendall Square, we should start the cultural center, which we did. We got the land, we started to raise money, and in the year, somewhere around 1980, construction on the building began. It was finished in 1985. We have some now 300 members for the Dante Alighieri Society, and we here in Cambridge, again, our sole purpose is to continue what the Dante Alighieri Society in Rome is doing, and that is to promote and foster the Italian culture here in Eastern Massachusetts, the Italian language.
Thank you very much, Guy, for explaining. And we are very curious to know which events are in the Dante Alighieri Cambridge cultural calendar at the moment.
Well, I can say that our Christmas party is coming up on the 16th of December. That's very well attended. We have a very special chorus here at the Dante. We call it the Coro Dante. They have two concerts a year. On December 10th, they have the fall concert. There'll be another one in the spring. And this Coro Dante is very, very interesting. It started in about 2010, and now there are about 50 members. The director is Nathaniel Meyer, who's world famous. If you Google him, he's the director. And it's open, and this is interesting, not just to Italo-Americans. People on the chorus are of all nationalities, of all ages, and the whole thing is in Italian. They sing in Italian. It's very famous here in Eastern Massachusetts. And then we have the Befana that comes up in January for children. We have the Carnevale, which will come Easter season for children. We have a lot of activities. We try very hard to outreach the people, more than just Italo-Americans, because again, we want to promote Italian culture throughout Eastern Massachusetts. And let me say, I want to acknowledge that there are other Italian organizations who are also working and honorable, and they're doing a great job. It's just that, in my opinion, the Dante Alighieri Society in Cambridge is, let's say, first among equals.
Thank you, Attorney Carboni. Your calendar is really, really dense with activities and events. And of course, they are open to everybody is curious to know a little bit more about the Italian culture. And I would like to talk also about the Italian language school that takes place every academic year at the Dante Society, Alighieri Society, Massachusetts. And in particular, I would like also to talk about the PLIDA exam, which is the Italian language exam for people who are applying to Italian citizenship.
Yes, thank you. The PLIDA is an acronym for Progetto Lingua Italiana Dante Alighieri. We here in Massachusetts, in Cambridge, about, and this has been going on for a long time, the Dante in Rome. So we accepted the program in around the year 2010, and let's say it's been very successful. Let me briefly describe what it is, because it's very important in our mission here in Cambridge. There are six levels of the PLIDA program. There's A1 and A2, B1 and B2, C1 and C2. We have three semesters, fall, winter, and spring. Each of the, let's say A1, it meets 2 hours a week for 10 weeks. And the teachers, this is very important, are professional teachers of Italian with university degrees. Many of them actually teach at the university. It's interesting that you raise the question, because the PLIDA program is certified all through Europe, and there's a certain standard that the European community has for all these language programs. So it isn't as though the PLIDA is all by itself and doing what it wants. It's in agreement with the rest of Europe and the European Union. Now, let me say briefly, if one wants an entry, a permanent entry in Italy, the Italian government says you have to be proficient in at least A1. If you want to be an Italian citizen through marriage, you're going to be proficient in B1. If you want to have admission to an Italian university, it's required that you have a proficiency at B2. And these programs, they can be pretty rigorous. So that's what the PLIDA program is. We're very proud of it. We've been very successful at it. The program is dynamic, it's well recognized, and it's not only for Italo-Americans. There are people who take it who want to do business in Italy and they want to study the program. It's not necessary that you take all the exams and get certified at all the levels, but it is a rigorous program, and we invite people to join. It's very, very important to the future of the Dante Alighieri Society. It really is one of the, let me say, the jewels in our crown is this PLETA program.
Wow, wonderful, wonderful. Yes, I had the opportunity to see your Italian language school and was really something special. And I hope many more people will register in the year to come.
I hope you are enjoying our interview today with Mr. Guy Carbone. Which activities, Guy, is Dante Alighieri currently involved with the New England Italian Student Association, NISA?
Yes, thank you. Very good question. And as you have said, I'm an alumnus of MIT. Right now, there are five different universities that are involved in the program: Northeastern University, Boston University, MIT, Harvard, and Tufts University. It's interesting that I taught at Tufts. I'm an alumnus of MIT. I have an engineering degree, so Northeastern is important to me. Now, what do these groups do? These are very important. They're really associations within each university. I'm not aware of any cross-pollinization where one group at Harvard would communicate and deal with the group at MIT, that sort of thing. But we recently had a contest, and twice a year, these universities have a pasta contest. They come here to the Dante, where we have a kitchen at the Cultural Center, and they compete to see who can make the best sauce and the best pasta. That's just one of the things they do. But what's important, these groups, they foster international exchanges. They're not only for students, but the one at MIT that I'm most familiar with, they have professors, PhD candidates. They're all welcome. It's not just for Italian students. I know there are students who belong to these associations who are not Italo-Americans, but who have an interest in Italian culture. And they have an aim to do more than just have programs at the university. Recently, I invited the MIT group to speak with us to see what we at the Dante Alighieri Society could do to help them in what they do. And also the Italian consul has a keen interest in these student groups because of what happens after they graduate, and actually the business community and the students, what the Italian students and students in these, let's say, associations can do to complete commerce between Italy, Europe, and here in America. So they're very important. They're not just clubs where they have social. It's a heck of a lot more than that.
So thank you. Thank you so much for reminding us a great event, which is the pasta night that occurs at the Dante Society Alighieri every year. It's an incredible, joyful event that I had the opportunity to attend last year. And it was really, really great. So about music, in particular classical music, Dante Alighieri was recently honored by the presence of Cristiana Pegoraro, who's a worldwide famous pianist. So how important it is for Dante Alighieri to foster transatlantic cultural exchanges between the United States and Europe? And which other artists are you going to host during this cultural calendar?
Well, that's a good question. I want to say that the foundation for all of this is, can the Dante afford to have these people come here to the Dante to present their programs? The pianist happened to be here in near Boston, and through some association, she agreed to come, and it was a great success that night. We do hope, we're looking right now, I personally am interested in seeing if we can start we have a coro Dante, say an orchestra Dante, again, under the direction of Nathaniel Meyer. We have problem raising enough money or having sponsors to have these people come to the Dante Alighieri Society. What we try to do is, when there is a very famous person such as the pianist, try to contact them, contact their agent in advance, see if we can set something up to have them to come to the Dante, and then we publish it. And let me say, this is a good point where I wanted to your viewers and listeners, If you look at our website, the website, look at DanteMass.org, you will find everything you really have to know about the Dante, about our programs, about our future programs, what we do. And we are also in the process of trying to build a new building. We're looking for trying to get an endowment for the Dante Alighieri Society, because the time is coming when the society can no longer support itself because of expenses, and the building is getting older and needs a lot of repairs. So we are in the process of raising money for a new building, and you can see everything about the new building on our website. Scroll down to the building addition. You'll see the plans. You'll see all of it. And once we do that, we'll have an endowment. And the word is endowment. So we don't have to rent out the hall to get some money. We can do more, as you point out, to bring people here, because we'll have an endowment. We won't have to rent out the hall. So that's all going. And I'm the chairman of the building committee. It keeps me busy. This whole thing is a seamless web. One thing depends on the other. But the future of the Dante is tied in this, the building that we want to build right out here, right next to us, and on our mini campus, 35,000 square feet, right at the edge of Kendall Square, which is the largest aggregation of Italian scientists and engineers working in America, is right here in Kendall Square, which is right across the street from our cultural center. A lot of Italian scientists and engineers that are working here in Boston. And again, that goes back to the student chapters at MIT, Harvard, BU, etc. It's one great organization.
Thank you, Guy. Grazie. And finally, a very personal question. What did Dante Alighieri represent in the past years for the Italian-American community in Boston? And what vision do you have for the future?
Well, as I just finished discussing, the vision for the future is the new building and the endowment. I personally started here as like 55, 56 years ago. To me, it's very important. My wife, who was born in Italy, and I was born here, she says I'm more Italian than she is. The Dante Alighieri Society gives me an opportunity to pay back everything. My parents, when they came from Italy, we were immigrants. It means a great deal to me. I also belong to other organizations, but again, I want to make it clear to the listeners that the future of the Dante is tied up in this new building, so that we can get an endowment and we can do even more. To me, as I get older now, I'm spending more time at the Dante Alighieri Society. I've been a member of the board of directors for years. I've been chairman of the board. Now I'm on the executive committee. As an attorney and as an engineer, it's a lot for me to do with the Dante. They give me a lot of assignments. I'm happy to do it. I aspire to inspire before I expire. Let me say that. I'm in my 89th year, and nobody believes it, but it's true. In the Dante, if you will, my Pygmalion and Galatea, the Dante is my Galatea.
Thank you so much, Mr. Guy Carbone, for being with us today.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for the opportunity to talk about the Dante Alighieri Society. Thank you very much, Claudia. Thank you, Viviana. Look forward to working with you in the future. And best luck in your program.
Thank you. Yes. And we are very grateful for our numerous supporters and followers on Instagram and Facebook. And I would like to remind you to join our YouTube channel. So please subscribe to Viviana Dragani, host of Italieco.
Thank you. Thank you, Guy Carbone. And I also wanted to mention our sponsors that keep Smile and Shine going. We are very much looking forward to see you soon with our next guest, that is going to be Mrs. Gianna Pamic, who's a giant in the Italian textile industry with Pastelli Italia. Thank you so much, Dante Alighieri, again, and hope to have you soon.